It's taking me a second to get my thoughts together on everything that's going on in the sports world. Welcome into DeWindy City for Thursday, August the 27th. Mark Carmen with you. Thank you for putting it on. Please like, subscribe, give a rating. It helps me and this podcast, and I thank you. All right. So, White Sox win again. Best team in baseball the last week plus now. And smoking the Pirates. Dallas Keuchel, Ricky left him out there a little bit too long. Steve Stone underlined that. Sox win. Cubs lose to the Tigers. That's all the sports talk I got for you. As we move on to Jason Hayward and the NBA. Let me start with Jason Hayward. The Cubs got it wrong. Flat out. Can't defend it. I get that things were very fluid yesterday, and it was 2 hours after the Bucks and Magic did not play, and Jason Hayward was figuring out that he didn't want to play right before game time. Very awkward. You're getting ready for a game. You guys are all dressed. You're going to play. You got the Tigers. You're going for 2 out of 3. All of it. Very fluid. But here comes a guy, incredibly well-respected, walks into the manager's office. They have an emotional conversation, and he encourages the Cubs to play. His teammates. That's cool. Very supportive. Hey, this is me. You guys do what you do. I'll be in the dugout rooting you on. I'm a great Jason Hayward teammate. Sometimes people are uncomfortable putting themselves first. They're more comfortable being the good guy. I'm going to do this, but I'm certainly not going to ask you to join me. That would be too much. It was not too much. And at the end of the day, it really was on Cubs leadership to join in. Like, I'm wondering, where was Theo? David Ross could have gotten on the phone with him. Hey, Jason Hayward really doesn't want to play tonight. And I got to be honest, I'm uneasy. Because I'm assuming that's at least how he felt. I'm uneasy with everybody else playing while the lone African-American guy sits out in the middle of a pandemic when the NBA is doing something completely historic, not playing. Theo could have stepped in. Hey, Tom, we're not playing tonight. There might be some penalties in baseball. I doubt it, because that would be a terrible look for baseball. We might have to forfeit the game. But by the way, we're playing like S anyway right now, so we ain't playing tonight. That's just the way it is. John Lester's going to start our next ball game. We'll give him the night off. That was the right thing to do. The Cubs didn't do it. Not that they should be put on the frying pan and roasted for it over and over again, but let's just name what it is. They missed an opportunity, and no one is going to be greatly impacted by that, but I'm very interested to see how they come out of it. And to the NBA, and these guys are seemingly doing this on the fly, and a lot of people think, well, what's going to happen? And most likely nothing's going to happen. And Chris Webber and his very emotional plea, which if you missed that on social media, I highly recommend it. Maybe nothing will happen. But that's not the point. The point is that these guys are young and are in pain and are looking to do something. So I've got my calm pathways of how to make this better. Number one, NBA owners, you should be telling your head coaches to tell your players today that you are on the way to the bubble in your private planes and or flying commercial. I doubt that you're flying commercial. You are coming down there as a group to sit with the players to hammer out what the pathways are, how are we going to impact change? We are going to dial up our connections in the political community. We are going to do XYZ on the ground in our communities. We are pledging to do XYZ in the inner city. We are going to build XYZ school. We are going to do X. We're going to do all this stuff and make it very, very clear to the players that you are walking hand in hand with them for what they want. That these guys are willing to put their money on the line, their careers on the line to impact change at this age, while really all they signed up to do was play basketball, is incredibly praiseworthy. And there are certain guys who are more equipped to have the conversation. George Hill appears to be leading this from a Milwaukee standpoint, their guard, and from an NBA standpoint. He's a very vocal voice in there. So let him do the talking. Let guys who are more equipped to do it speak out. But this is an enormous moment. And I really think the NBA owners, that's how they should move this forward. Because nobody wants to see the bubble end. I certainly don't. And that's another thing. You know, people are like, well, what's that going to do? Well, you know what? When you take people's toys away, they notice. What? I don't get to watch my NBA basketball? Well, I'm sure there's a ton of people out there. F them. Screw them. I hate the NBA anyway. It's a thug league. I'll never watch it again. Which, of course, is all a lie, but that's what some will say. All right. What happens if you start taking toys away from the baseball? What happens if football players join in? We're just not playing this week. What do you? At some point, when you take people's toys away, their sports toys, they're going to be, don't F with my sports, man. Like, they may act like they're, oh, screw you, I'll never watch again. Yeah? You know what? You love watching sports, my friend. This is getting your attention. Great. That's awesome. Standing ovation. Now, and then what's next? It's unfair to put it all on the players. What are you guys going to do next? No. We're doing this. Who's going to join us? Who can help? And that's where the owners have to come in here. Get involved. Support your guys. If for just the sole bottom line, it's better for your business. If advertisers run away from an NBA team that's trying to impact change, how does that look for an advertiser? I don't think McDonald's or Nike or whoever, Chick-fil-A, if we're going to go on the highly conservative side, I don't think running away from that is a great look. Silently contributing to Donald Trump because he's good for your bottom line, that's one thing. But to actively run away openly, we do not support the NBA anymore because they want to impact change, I don't see companies doing that. I think it's a safe play from a strict business standpoint. Take morals out of it. From a strict business standpoint, I think it's a good play for the owners and the right thing to do. And by the way, so then NBA owners, what do you do from there? Well, Jerry Reinsdorf's an owner in with the Bulls and with the White Sox, as we all know. He's got friends in baseball. What owners are willing to step up there? Who's willing to be in the conversation? And who's not? Let's call that out. If I was Adam Silver, I'd be telling all the owners, look, I know all of you are not on board here, but I'm expecting you to be. And for those of you who are not, I'm going to call you out. And by the way, we're also going to do a rank order thing on who did the most to give back. And I'm going to name it to the media. These are the three organizations that have done the most. NBA players have power. They become free agents. Where do they want to play? That stuff can all matter. Again, if you're just thinking about business, maybe we should be the number one organization because then LeBron James will want to play for us when he jumps to his fifth team to chase his next title to try to catch Michael Jordan. I don't know why I had to slip that in there, but I slipped that in there. There's a lot on the table here for people to latch onto and try to impact change. So hats off to you, MLB. And by MLB, I meant NBA. Sorry, I just had a notice pop up on my computer. Hats off to you, NBA. Hats off to you, Milwaukee. Wow. Think about that. The Magic were on the court wanting, ready to, I don't know if they were wanting, but they were certainly ready to play the game. If the Bucks didn't do what they did, the NBA schedule would have gone on as it went. All three games would have been played. Nothing would have happened. But the Bucks spoke for everyone in that bubble. And for anyone's like, well, they did that alone. How dare Milwaukee? No, 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 no. They were speaking for a lot of guys in that bubble. And now they can figure out where they're, what they're going to do going forward. I really hope they do not cancel the season. I don't think that's the pathway. I think getting the owners on board and putting on everything I laid out, an actual concrete plan. Maybe before they start a game, they're on the phone with a congressman, a governor, whatever. And the first thing on the TV broadcast is this was the conversation that they had, and you highlight, you put in bold, you know, the best quote of meaning that came from that conversation today. Putting Black Lives Matter on the court and putting stuff on your jerseys, you know, it's easily discarded. Okay, yeah, that's out there. I'm sure for some it's like, oh, F them, I'm not going to watch because of that. But for most of us, yeah, we see it, but it's easy to just put that in the ether of a million other things that we see in a day. Just like you're scrolling through your TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever feed. A little bit heavy on the DeWindy today. Hope you enjoyed it or whatever. Got something. Our thinking, the way I'm trying to think myself. It's super challenging right now. What can I do? That's a great question for me to think the rest of the day. Have a great one. Ratings and subscribing is super, super appreciated. DeWindy City for August the 27th.